I am once again here at the 2013 Cattle Industry Convention here in Tampa, Florida, and with me is Scott George, President-elect for NCBA. Scott, tell me a little bit about your background in the beef industry.
I'm a second-generation farmer from Cody, Wyoming. I'm in business with two brothers and five nephews. We have a dairy farm and a cow-calf operation, and we also farm and graze as well. So we're kind of scattered out in the whole business, but everything we do is about our cattle.
Next year, you got big shoes to fill, and it's going to be great for 2013. What made you decide that this type of leadership role was for you?
I'm not sure that I really decided. It seems to have just kind of come my way. I'm excited about the cattle industry, and I've always enjoyed working in it. I've started actually in the promotion side of this business and come up through the checkoff programs, and I find myself here today, and I'm actually kind of surprised, I'll be honest with you.
Well, looking into the next year, what do you hope to get accomplished?
There are a variety of things that really are of concern from our membership, and one of the biggest ones is the farm bill. We really need to get a farm bill passed through Congress so that the farmers have some certainty and they can make their planning decisions, planting and harvesting and marketing decisions, and there's just a lot of uncertainty when we don't have that. Also, part of that farm bill is our disaster relief programs. And where we've seen drought for the last couple of years, and in some cases flooding, we need those disaster assistance programs as a tool to manage, to help people be able to stay in business when things go bad. And also part of the farm bill is the funding for EQIP programs, conservation programs that are so desperately needed. And the farmers, oftentimes, and ranchers want to do the right things, but they don't have the funds. But sometimes those programs will come in and help them financially be able to put in water projects and diversification projects and conservation practices that benefit the environment as well as benefit the operations. And so that is one of our top priorities, is getting a farm bill passed. Another concern we have is the Environmental Protection Agency's rather what we consider an assault on water, trying to through guidance documents, take away our control of our water in the states and in our own operations. And we want to continue to fight that. We think that's very, very serious. We need to see a reauthorization of the Animal Drug User Fee Act, which allows the companies that are coming forward with new products to help pay a fee to expedite their review and get them into the marketplace so that we have those tools available. And we have sometimes animal or activist groups that don't like the use of antibiotics rise up and try to oppose that. And so that's a concern. We also want to see exports expand. We'd like to get into China. We'd love to see Russia get back opened up. We've had some great success getting into South Korea and Colombia and Panama. And Mexico and Canada continue to be strong export markets, but we'd like to get into some more because it adds profitability to our whole producers. And that's what we're all about, is trying to help our producers stay in business and be profitable so that they can do the things that they love to do.
Well, we talked about those challenges that we're all facing, and we're all facing those similar ones, but when we talk about climate and weather and those things, it's different in all aspects of the country. But let's get on a positive light and look out the outlook for 2013. What do you think the beef industry will be seeing in the next year?
Well, it kind of hinges, quite honestly, on whether the drought breaks. We are seeing an importance of producers that have grass anywhere in this country to continue to keep cattle on those lands because we need the supply. Our cattle numbers are down extremely low, and we need to rebuild that herd. And we're actually seeing some signs that people are wanting to retain heifers, but they're just concerned about it. There are very good prices for the cattle, but that doesn't necessarily mean profitability. And so it's kind of a cautiously optimistic outlook. If the weather changes and we have good crop production, then we can see some great opportunities for our cattle producers for this next year. If the drought doesn't change, then we're going to continue to see stress and problems.
Well, thank you, Scott, for taking a few minutes to chat with me and share the outlook for the future. And good luck to you in the upcoming year. And congratulations on this honor for being president-elect of the NCBA. Again, talking with president-elect Scott George here at the 2013 Cattle Industry Convention, I am Jamie Johansson.